Hey, this is Doc Kim, and I want to welcome you to a very special episode of Passion Talk. We're still working on the new radio show that will debut here in a couple of weeks. So today, I'm bringing to you an encore episode of one of our previous shows. And this is the very first show that I did here on the Tribal Wisdom Radio Network. And it just so happens to be my favorite show. And it's with the bad boy of the dating game, dating and life coach, Mr. Lucario. And I thought it would be appropriate for today's show because, you know, here in New York, spring has finally sprung. And you know what they say about spring. Spring brings out the lovers and the dating. And there's a lot of dating going on in springtime. So I thought it would be good to help you guys to tighten up and refresh your dating game. So sit back, listen to another great episode. Oh, and by the way, before we go, I just want to remind you, Mr. Lucario is having a workshop here in New York City, Friday, May 15th. It's called the Reclaim the Game, and it's targeted towards men, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind if some women snuck in there. Don't tell him I said that, by the way. But you can find out more information and buy tickets if there's still any left at MrLucario.com. So sit back, listen to the rebroadcast of the show, 10 things that will help you improve your dating life. And join us in a couple of weeks for the new and improved radio show here on the Tribal Wisdom Radio Network, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Thanks, and have a great week.
Hey, we're on the air? Okay, we're live. Let's get this conversation started. Hello and good evening. Welcome to the premier broadcast of the Passion Talk radio show on the Tribal Wisdom radio network. I am your host, Dr. Kim Duncan, an entrepreneur, business coach, radio host, and a hell of a nice guy, which is in contrast to the guest that I have coming on today. He's the self-described bad boy of the dating game. But we're going to get to him in a second. I want to spend as much time with him as I possibly can. But I wanted to give you a little bit of information about the show. We're going to be coming to you live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number, if you want to be a part of the show, is area code 347-996-3160. That's one more time, 347-996-3160. And when you get on hold, just press 1 to let us know that you want to be a part of the show. And as far as the show goes, really, it's just a conversation between you, me, and the guests that we're going to have on each week. And the whole goal of the show is to have a real conversation about the things that really matter to you in your life. You know, love life and the things that matter. And as we go from week to week, we'll dig deep and kind of figure out exactly what that means. And we really just want to help you improve your life and the life that, you know, you're trying to live. So with that in mind, we're going to switch over because I want to really get to our guest. I want to keep him holding too long. He's a busy guy. I'm going to bring on Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
What's good, my brother, man? Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, so rather than read your bio, I'm just going to basically just start with one question. Haven't you done?
What haven't you done? I've done too many things.
Well, let's just list some of them because when I read your bio, because I knew of you before we got connected, but I didn't really know everything. And then when I read your bio, I was like, wow. So let's just list some of them: dating coach, life coach, entrepreneur, business owner, rapper, entertainer, author, blogger, TV star, YouTube star. I mean, I could go on,
But I think I just really, at this point, got to just say, you know, is there something, you know, leave something for the rest of us mere mortals to do.
Now, you know, it's just like when you got the passion to do certain things, you just got to, you know, you got to do it. But you got, but you also got to focus, you know, on the one thing at a time, you know, in most cases to do it efficiently. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, when I'm doing one thing, I'm just focused on that. When I'm doing the other thing, I'm focused on that. So, you know, that's how you got to make it happen.
Okay, all right. Well, so we're going to dig into that because I like what you said about passion and, you know, really doing something that you're really passionate about. That's my whole deal. But let's sort of, just so the listeners, just tell us, you know, a little bit about yourself and, you know, kind of what you're all about. What's your deal?
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm a dating and life coach. And, you know, I basically help people with their dating lives, just their life in general, about them finding exactly what they want to do and what they want to accomplish. You know, that could be either through, you know, dating and relationships, or that could be through goal setting and everything like that, and just kind of, you know, help guide them in the direction to really get what they want. Because a lot of times people, you know, they get confused by, you know, certain things that happen that go along, you know, in society, because society is always telling people, hey, you know, you need to do this or you need to do that, and then people start to follow what society's telling them to do instead of following what they want to do. So I kind of, you know, I try to help people hone in onto what they really are about and then try to help them, you know, get that. You understand? Because it's like a lot of people have a hard time trying to do that because they're so caught up in what they feel that they're supposed to do based off of what society's telling them to do. So, you know, I just try to get people focused on their own goals and their own, you know, things that they're trying to get done.
Okay, I feel that. But so now the title, the self-described title, Bad Boy of the Dating Game, where does that come from?
Yeah, so basically, you know, I call myself the bad boy of the dating game because, you know, when we talk about dating and relationships, you know, especially, you know, people, they know the concept of the nice guy, and then the opposite of that is the bad boy. And usually people think the bad boy is like the jerk, you know, or the guy who's like a douchebag or whatever. But the thing is that the bad boy really is just the guy who's being himself. Because when you look at the bad boy versus the nice guy or a guy that's, you know, acting nice, he's just doing that to impress the woman. He's doing that to, you know, try to get a woman to like him. So he's not being authentic. So the bad boy is usually, they usually attract women, not because they're jerks or whatever, but they seem more authentic and more real than the other counterpart. So I say the bad boy of the dating game also to express that, you know, in the dating game and even just with, like, you know, relationship coaches and dating coaches, there's a lot of coaches out there who they just pander to what people want to hear. You know what I mean? They don't really tell you the real stuff and the truth about what's going to really work in real life. You know, so I try to focus really on the truth and really, you know, basically reality of the game and what's realistically going on, because I feel like that's going to really help you versus, you know, just trying to say something to sound cool or trying to say something just to make you feel good. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling good, but I'd rather you be good than just feel good. You understand? And, I work on people being good and actually, you know, getting things done and making things happen. So that's where that, you know, the bad boy comes in.
Okay. So now you're a dating coach. Do you work with exclusively men? Do you work with exclusively women? Do you help both?
Oh, yeah, I help both men and women. So, you know, I have books for women, I have books for men, you know, programs for men, programs for women. So, you know, I help basically everybody because, you know, everybody needs a little bit of, you know, help with whatever they're doing. So I like to, you know, help both genders and everything like that.
And how did you get into this?
Yes. Yeah, because, well, basically what happened was, you know, I'm all, like, you know, I used to do a lot of, you know, rapping and the acting thing. And, you know, that was, like, my main thing I was doing. And, you know, I was making a little bit of money here and there, but it wasn't anything consistent. So I said, you know, I got to do something that I still like to do, but is, you know, I can be, you know, try to make some consistent money off of it. Plus, you know, the plus side of this is that I'm actually helping people. So I was like, you know, my friend who is also my business partner, he was telling me, you know, he was like, hey, you know, you're good with talking to ladies. You should help guys do that, because I was kind of helping my friends do that in the first place just as a hobby. So he was like, you know, you should do it for real. So I just started really by just doing YouTube videos. And then through that, I was getting a lot of emails from guys, you know, asking me for advice. And then I started writing, you know, articles online, and then that turned into books. And then it just kind of, you know, kind of snowballed from there. So it was just basically like, you know, understanding, like, actually, you know, I had a passion for, you know, talking about relationships and helping people and doing all the other stuff. So I just took that passion and turned it into, you know, business. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, it's helped a whole bunch of people. So I'm actually glad that I, you know, took it upon myself to really follow through and, you know, make that happen.
Okay, good, good. So now who do you find needs the most help? Is it men or is it women?
Wow. it's interesting. It's like, I think, like, both sexes need help a lot, but I would say, like, I think both people need help, like, a lot of help, but just on different things. I think, you know, men mm-hmm. need more help with being a little bit more assertive and confident, and women need more help with, you know, basically being less scared of taking chances. Like, you know, I notice with ladies, it's like a lot of times their mistake is being just way too cautious and too scared, because based off of maybe something that happened to them in their past, or, you know, they're scared of, like, getting hurt, like different things like that. And for guys, it's just like a big, like, confidence issue, where it's like a lot of guys don't believe that, you know, they can actually go out and talk to women, or that there's certain women that's going to like them, you know. So it's like, you know, so for each, you know, gender, it's like different types of things that they need help on. But, you know, I think once people start to, like, you know, work on themselves and really, like, hone in on what they need to, you know, fix and upgrade, then it's going to, you know, things start to happen for them, you know?
Gotcha. So when someone comes to work with you, what's the process? How do you help them? Is it kind of like the movies, like a movie like Hitch, where you kind of take a guy and kind of shape him and help him learn how to dress and talk and dance and all that stuff?
Right.
Is it like that, or is it something else? Tell us, kind of give us an idea of what it's like to work with you.
Yeah, so I basically, like, if I take on a client, you know, I invite basically everybody. If you actually want help, you know, I will help you. But the thing is that you really need to want to do it. Like, you know, some people, they say they want the help, but then it's like when they realize that they might have to put a little bit of effort in, or, you know, they might have to, like, you know, start doing different things, they kind of say, okay, I wasn't really ready for that. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, once you're ready, then you can come back and we can work on, you know, certain things. But basically, if a person, you know, needs help, like, let's say, for example, you know, I had a client who, his thing was, he just had approach anxiety. He was always scared to talk to women. When you talk to women, he would freeze up. So, you know, I was telling him, like, you know, I can help you with that and help you with some exercises and help you gain confidence, help you, you know, do whatever we need to do to, you know, make you step that up. So the thing was, is that he was willing to actually go there and make it happen. See, the thing is that I'm just like the person who's helping guide along. Like, it's really the person that's going to be the one who's going to help themselves. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's them needing to want to do it. So if they don't want to do it, it's not going to, they're wasting their time. You know what I mean? So it's like, if they need to actually really be serious about doing it. It's the same thing as if somebody wanted to lose weight and they got a personal trainer. If you go to the gym, but you don't want to lift any weights, there's nothing the personal trainer could really help you with. They can encourage you to lift the weights. They can, you know, tell you how much benefits there's going to be, and, you know, tell you different exercises for the best type of workout. But if you don't lift up the weights, then nothing's going to happen. You see what I mean? So the person actually has to really want the help and to want to make things happen and want to make, you know, to better themselves. So it's like, I always just take on people, but I tell them, like, hey, it's, you know, you have to be the type of person that wants to really get the help. You know what I mean? And I can help you with that. So that's how that
goes. What's your biggest success story? Have you gotten, you know, someone married? Have you, you know, got someone, like, totally turned around and they just, like, really came out of their shell and they've met the woman or the man of their dreams? What's, like,
biggest
success story?
Definitely. Actually, you know, I had a guy who just got married in October. who I introduced him to the woman he's married to now, you know what I'm saying? So, and I used to help him out, you know, with getting girls and everything like that. And, you know, there's certain guys who, I actually had a guy who was a virgin and he was in his 30s, you know, he only kissed like one girl before. And, you know, through helping him, you know, he was able to get a girlfriend. Now he's having sex and all that other good stuff now. And, you know, so that's been basically helping him out. And, you know, I had a girl that I was working with who she never had a boyfriend. She was a really beautiful girl and everything like that. And she never really had a boyfriend. She wanted a boyfriend and everything. And her issue was that she kind of just didn't, you know, have any hobbies or anything like really, you know, going on that was, you know, more interesting than just her being pretty, you know what I mean? So a lot of guys, they would want to get with her, but then she didn't really have anything going for her. So I kind of helped her figure out like what is it about her that she's interested in, to find out, you know, what her interests are. And then through that, she actually, you know, we found out that she actually likes art and likes painting or whatever. And through that, she actually found a dude who was interested sort of in the same thing she was. And then it, you know, things progressed through that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, as a lot of times the successes, it comes about when, again, like I was saying earlier, when the people want to actually, you know, do what they need to do to make it happen. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, little stories like that here and there. And I'm always glad when I can see that people are getting help, and I get, you know, emails and, you know, calls and stuff like that from people that always tell me, you know, that things are working out. So, you know, it's always a good thing.
Oh, so, okay. So you work on from the inside out. You really kind of get the person to dig deep and find what's
right,
really true about them, as opposed to, you know, some people may know about the pickup artist game,
right,
you know, or the, you know, with guys, you know, there's a lot of programs out there where they teach guys, and I'm assuming there may be some programs out there for women that teach,
right,
them, teach women how to really just go and do pickup lines or do certain tricks or routines to get attention and get, you know, and get dates. You kind of take
right,
a more holistic approach. Is
right,
that what
right,
I'm hearing
exactly,
from you?
Yeah, definitely. And
okay,
that's the thing I try to tell people, because, you know, people, a lot of people are not, you know, aware of the difference between, like, just a, you know, a pickup artist and, you know, an actual, like, you know, coach that deals with dating relationships and just overall personal development. So that's what I focus on, is the overall personal development. So, you know, the pickup artist, you know, it's nothing technically wrong with that, but pickup artist is more so, you know, geared toward just having sex, you know what I mean? So that's like their whole thing is just that thing, you know what I mean? And I focus more
mm-hmm.
on the, you know, personal development overall, where it's like, it, you know, it can be sex and dating, relationships, you know, goal setting, like, so it's a lot of different things, you know, combined with that. And, you know, I always feel like, you know, the best way to really make that happen is it's really internal. Like, you have to have, you know, yourself feeling and believing in yourself in order for you to even get things done. Because I can tell you, you know, a little routine or some lines that you could probably say, but if you don't feel it, if you don't believe what you're saying, it's not going to come across. You understand? It's kind of like, I always look at it as like if you're watching an actor on screen. Like, when you see a bad actor, it kind of takes you out of the movie. You're focusing on how bad they're acting, so you can't really feel what they're saying. But a good actor, a person who's a great actor, they feel the role, they feel the character, and they become that character, so they actually believe what they're saying as if they are that character. You know what I mean? So it's, they have this thing where they get this internal belief as the actor to portray that action. So then when you're watching it on screen, you can feel them because they're actually becoming that character. So it's the same thing where if you are a person who's, you know, insecure, I can tell you, you know, some line to say, but then your insecurity is going to be all over your actions when you're talking. So it's like, I have to get you to the point where you actually believe who you are and believe what you're about and believe, you know, in yourself, and you're comfortable with yourself. So no matter what you're saying, it's going to come across authentic. It's going to come across real, and the people are going to feel it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what it's really about. And a lot of people, you know, don't realize that it's really about the internal. You know what I mean? It's a lot about working on yourself. And, you know, there's like technique and different things you can learn, but most of those things aren't going to be really be effective unless you work on the inside first. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Okay, all right. And that makes sense. You know, that's really, and that's a better approach. And
right,
you know, that's something that I use when I coach people. That's the kind of the same approach I use. It's really, you got to kind of deal with what's internal and what's kind of blocking them from achieving the success that they want.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
So, you know, we're talking with our dating coach and bad boy of the dating game, Mr. Lucario. If you want to speak to him, the area code to be a part of the show is area code 347-996-3160. Area code 347-996-3160. And you're going to press 1 to get online with us. So, Lucario, let's jump into the meat of today's program, which is, you know, 10 rules for successful dating. Now, you know, dating is a complicated scene. You know, there are, you know, obviously a bunch of people out there dating, some people doing more dating than others. And, you know, there are rules to it, and some people don't know. So what, in your experience, are the 10 best things that people should really look out or do or not do to be successful in dating?
Right. Well, I'll say one of the things people need to, you know, understand is to kind of get your ego out of the equation. And I think a lot of people's egos stop them from, you know, connecting with people, stops them from having good relationships. It stops them from, you know, it doesn't flow because your ego gets in the way of things happening. So, for example, you know, somebody might, you know, a guy might want to talk to a girl, but since he's scared of rejection or he's scared that she's going to reject him, you know, he might not do it because his ego won't be able to take it. He might feel funny, like, oh, well, there's something wrong with me, and why did she do that? And this, I was all dressed nice, and I did this, and I did that. So his ego might even stop him from talking to her. And then if he does talk to her, and then she does get rejected, he's going to also, his ego is also going to get him all messed up because now he's going to feel all bad. And then if he sees another girl he wants to talk to, he might not talk to her because his ego's all crushed and everything. So now, you know, that it's like this big cycle of him, you know, feeling insecure because he's taking everything personally. He's making it, you know, he's making the process a part of who he is. You understand? Instead of understanding that this is part of the game. You know what I mean? This is why they actually, you know, call it the dating game. A lot of people, they think when they hear game, they're like, I don't want to play games, but it's still a game because the thing is that when you talk about game, all you're talking about is skill and strategy, and all you're doing is working on your skill and strategy to benefit from the game. You understand? So it's the same way as if you're trying to start a business. Like, there's certain things you need to know in business to have a successful business, and that's the business game. So it's like, if you want to be successful at the business game, you have to have a specific skill and strategy that's going to work for you in order to make that happen. And so with a person who has a, you know, big ego, that's going to, you know, like, it's going to basically, you know, stop them from getting, from progressing and making things happen because they're taking everything too personally. They're, you know, they're attaching their emotions to the outcome of things and all that other stuff. So one of them I would say is, you know, people's egos kind of get in the way of them actually, you know, making things happen. You know?
Okay. All right. Give me another one.
Another one I would say is, you know, I would say this for women is that, to stop being too picky. And, you know,
okay.
I especially with women. Especially with women, women will be way too picky. And it's, you know, it's the thing is, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, is that a lot of times women are picky because, you know, there's this thing where they're trying to protect their emotions and their heart and all that other stuff. You understand? So it's like they want a man, but they're being so picky because, you know, they want this, like, right guy. They want the right guy. They want the perfect guy. They want the guy who's not going to cheat on them, who's not going to hurt them and all this other stuff, who's not going to play them, who's not going to, you know, bring that energy that's probably going to make them feel a certain way. But I always tell women, if you want to find the right dude, you're going to have to go through some guys who are probably, like, you know, cornballs or guys who are going to, like, act stupid or play you. You understand? Like, that's part of it. You know what I mean? So you have to be able to accept that part of the dating game to get to the good guy. If you're lucky, you might find that good guy instantly. You understand? There's going to be times where you're going to have to go through certain, you know, knuckleheads, you understand? So that you're going to have to, like, pass through in order to get that good guy. Because everybody you meet, you know, might not turn out to be the right type of dude for you, or it might not work, but that's part of the process. So I always tell women, you know, and I always tell women, don't be too picky, because what happens is, since they're scared of trying to meet those type of guys, they end up being so picky that they end up with less and less options to date men. You understand? And when you have less options, then that's less likely that you're going to find the right guy. So I always tell women, instead of being picky, be a little bit more open. So when you're open, then you are open to more opportunities, and then it's a better chance of you actually finding the right guy. You see what I mean? So being picky, it makes it worse.
Okay, so let me just kind of reframe that. So what you're saying to the women, it's not just accept any Joe Schmo that comes
right
along and says, you know, hey, baby, let me get you, you look
right
good, let me get your number. But you don't want to eliminate everyone, you know, that doesn't have a certain look, or
right,
doesn't drive a certain car, or is maybe not, you know, at a certain job. You know, you want
right
to kind of be open, because, you know, that person may turn out to be someone that is right for you, or
right,
it will help you to refine your selection process and know who's better for you down the road.
Exactly. That's definitely what it is.
Gotcha.
You know, I always tell him that it's always better to be a little bit more open, because then, you know, you give yourself a bigger, wider range to also understand yourself, because while you're going through this, you start to understand yourself more through these interactions. Because the thing is, this is very important that I think most people need to know, is that a lot of times you don't really know what you want, and this goes for men and women. A lot of times you don't really know what you want until you experience things. You understand? So once you experience things, then you have a different perspective, because you might say, I wanted, you know, A, B, and C, and then you get A, B, and C, and then you see how you feel why you got A, B, and C, and you say, you know what, I'm not really too cool with A, B, and C, because now you've experienced A, B, and C, but before you've experienced it, A, B, and C was just a thought. You understand? It was just like a projection of what you thought you wanted. Then you got it, and you're like, oh, you know, I'm not really feeling this right now. So experience is very important, and the thing is that, you know, when we was talking earlier about women being a little more open, when you open yourself, you experience more, and then that teaches you more of, you know, gives you a better perspective, it gives you a wider perspective on what you want and what you don't want. You see what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that thing what you said about, you know, not really knowing what you want until you experience it. Yeah, I've experienced that myself. So that one hit kind of close to home. Let's move on. Number three. Number three. What you got?
Right. Yeah, I would definitely, and also I think a third thing I would say for dating is, and this I guess goes more for the guys, I would say, you know, don't spend too much money on the first couple dates. And that's
ooh,
like
okay,
a problem. That's a problem I see most guys doing, and I'm like, it doesn't make any type of sense to spend so much money on the first couple dates. I actually came up with this rule where, you know, I say the first three dates should be like $10 or less. That's usually my rule for dating.
$10.
Yes. And I'm gonna tell you.
Okay. I can literally feel a bunch of women right now giving you the side eye. So
I know exactly.
Explain that word really, really good, because I'm sure you have your method works, but let's explain that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people looking at us right now sideways.
Right, because this is the thing. Like, you know, when you're dating, right? When you're first dating someone and you're getting to know them, the actual point of the date really is to get to know them. That's it. Like, to get to know the person. You understand? So what happens is that people get so blinded by, you know, what this person's buying me, where this person took me, and all this other stuff. And so especially, you know, men are expected to be the ones, you know, who's going to put up some money, right? So I say if you're expected to put up money and to spend money, you know, just to get to know this woman, right, make the amount of money you're spending less, because what might happen is you might go on a date with this woman and realize you don't even like her. You understand? Or she doesn't like you. You understand? So imagine if you're dating and you're dating, you have three dates this week, right? And you're a guy, you have three dates this week. Instead of paying, usually guys will pay like $40 or $50 for a date. You have three dates. You pay $50 each date. That's $150 you spend on dates that week. Versus if you only spent $10 on a date, that was only $30 you spent. You understand? So imagine you went on those three dates, and you know it just wasn't working out on those three dates. You know, so you instead of spending $150, you would have spent $30. Now, I always tell you know guys, once a woman becomes your girlfriend or a woman that you've been seeing for a while, then I feel like, you know, you can spend more and do some more extravagant stuff. But while you're actually going through the process of getting to know women, because, you know, I always tell guys this also is that you have to date a lot of women to actually find out what you're wanting or what you're feeling. So, you know, while you're going through this process, you're going to be going out and dating this girl and dating that girl. And it doesn't make sense to shell out all this money for something that might not happen, something that might not be that connection. You understand? And especially since the date is also to see if you guys connect, that's the most important part. And also what happens is that there's so many women out there that actually will date guys just to get a free meal or just for attention. So the thing is that it eliminates the women that who are doing that. Or then you have women who will just date you for your money. So if a woman really likes you, she's not going to care if you took her out to get some ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, I actually had a date one time where I took this girl to the laundromat for our date because she called me up and I said, hey, you know, she's like, she wanted to hang out. So I said, listen, I got to do my laundry. And I was like, you're welcome to join me. So we went and did my laundry and we were hanging out. We were talking. We just having a good time. We went to go get, I bought like two bottles of water. We're sitting there watching the clothes spin, talking, having a good time. And me and her, you know, we were dating for almost a year. You know, after that, you know what I mean? Because we got to know each other, we saw that we was connecting, and it didn't matter. She didn't care we had a laundromat because she came to see me. Not my money, not where I was taking her, it was me. You see what I'm saying? And that shows that the girl is really into you. And if a girl is really into a guy, she doesn't care what they're doing. A lot of times when women complain about, oh, he spent this and he's so cheap and all of that, is because they're not really into the guy. What they're into is the attention that they're getting from that guy. So it's very important that the guy spends a lot of money because she's not into him. You see what I'm saying? So with the interest in the person eliminates how much money is being spent. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I would say, you know, spend as little as you can until, you know, later on, if the girl is your girlfriend, she becomes your girlfriend, your wife, yeah, then you can spend whatever, because at that point, you know, she's earned a spot in your life to where she's not, you know, going to basically be taking advantage of you, you know, for your money or your time or whatever. So at that point, she's proven herself to be, you know, a girl that you would want to actually spend a lot of time and money on if you choose to. You see what I mean?
Now, when you coach women, do you coach them to really accept that as the premise for the first three dates? Like, you know, don't try to hook up with a guy or meet up with a guy that's going to spend a lot of money on you, or
right? Yeah, I tell women to focus just on the guy, because a lot of times women are, you know, there's a lot of women who are focused on the external stuff that happened, or, you know, like they focus on the money and on the other stuff that doesn't really matter. It's kind of like, let's say, for example, if you got sick and you needed to be rushed to the hospital, right? And somebody was like, hey, come in my car, I'll take you in my car. And they had a beat up station wagon. Would you get mad that their car is a beat up station wagon instead of a BMW? No. The thing that you need to get is to the hospital. That's the most important part, is that you're getting transportation to the hospital. So that's the most important part. So when you're on a date, the most important part is getting to know the person. So it doesn't matter if they spent $10 on you or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So I always tell women that if you're focusing on the money and what they spent, then you missed the point and you missed a connection. You missed making a connection because you were so worried about how much they were spending. And what happens is a lot of women actually equate the amount of money a man spending on them to their desire for them. So they feel like there's a lot of women who might feel that if you spend less, that means you don't like me. You understand? Which is false. You see what I mean?
Gotcha.
So I always tell women to get out that type of mindset, that mindset, you know?
All right, so it's about the connection. Okay, I got that. That makes perfect sense. All right, what's next? What else you got?
I would say the another one would be, you know, don't be afraid of rejections. And I think that goes for men and women. I think a lot of times, and this kind of goes with the ego thing, is that, you know, people are so scared to make a move, or they're scared to continuously do, you know, pursue a relationship because of rejection. So, for example, a guy, he might see a woman he likes, and he's so scared to talk to her because he's scared of her saying no. You know, a woman might go out with a guy, and I've heard this a lot with women, where they'll go out with a guy and they'll really like him, but then they won't call him back or, you know, follow through, because they're scared that if they do follow through, then the guy will see them again and they'll probably have sex and then he'll never call her again. So they're like, instead of going through all of that emotional distress of the fact that he's not calling you after he had sex with you or whatever, they'll just drop the whole issue because they're scared of the rejection. You understand? So the thing is, but I always tell people that, you know, rejection is, again, it's part of the process. That's the process of dating. Like, everyone's going to get rejected. You can't run away from it. All you need to do is accept it. As soon as you accept it, then you'll be fine. But the thing is that people are trying to find ways, and I even have people that come up to me and ask me this. They'll be like, you know, is there a technique, or is there some thing that you can do so that you cannot get rejected? You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm mm-hmm. like, no, you can't do that. It has to happen. You understand? It's like the same way of saying, how can I make the omelets without cracking the egg? You can't do it. It's part of the process. So there's going to be people, because, you know, in rejection, it comes in, you know, it's different reasons why people reject you. And this is why I always tell people not to take it personally. Because, you know, if you know, somebody might reject you because they have a boyfriend or girlfriend already. Somebody might reject you because they're a lesbian, or, you know, they're a homosexual and they don't like your gender. You know what I mean? Like, they like the same gender.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So you don't know.
What you don't know why they're rejecting you. You're
exactly.
just afraid of the rejection. Right.
Right.
Now, speaking of rejection, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What are you saying?
No, let's say, speaking of rejection, are you a proponent, or do you encourage women to approach guys, or do you prefer to have the guys approach the females?
Yeah, I definitely encourage women to approach men. I say, like, I always look at it, if you want something, you should go and try to get it. Because, you know, the thing is that, especially, I think if this was, like, probably, like, 50 years ago or something, you know, it wouldn't be an issue. Like, women wouldn't even have to worry about, you know, approaching men, because most of the guys, they'll just automatically do it. You know what I mean? But nowadays, in modern times right now, it's a whole different ballgame. So I always tell women that they should also approach men if they like the guys, because a lot of times in this day and age, a lot of guys aren't approaching women as much as they used to, because, you know, you got a lot of guys who are still scared of rejection, so they're not going to approach you. And women think that sometimes, since the guy's not rejected, I mean, you're not approaching them, women think that the guy doesn't like them, but it's not true. Some guys are just nervous. But also, you know, I don't know if you heard of this, like, they have this whole street harassment movement where they're trying to stop guys from talking to women in the street, and they're shaming.
Yeah,
them,
yeah.
You know, like, stuff like that. So you have that in the atmosphere, so... You know, guys are even more nervous to approach because they feel shame about it. They feel like, oh, I might be bothering her, or I don't want to come off as this or come off as that. So, you know, you have all these things that's making it even tougher for men to, like, go and approach women. So I say, you know, and that's going to affect how many guys are going to approach the woman. So if a woman, if she might see a guy, and she might be smiling at him or whatever, and he's not going to come approach you because he doesn't want to be accused of street harassment. You know what I mean? So I say to women, hey, you know, this is the environment we live in. So if you see a guy that you want to talk to, you can also go and talk to him. You don't always have to wait for him to talk to you. And sometimes a guy, you know, he might not be interested, or he might reject you because, you know, he might be gay, he might have a girlfriend, or, you know, you might even just not be his type. You're not everybody's type, and you know, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody's not your type, and it's okay. You know what I mean? So you just move on to another person. But again, people are, you know, men and women, they're just really afraid of rejection because they take it personally. They always, like, every time a person gets rejected, they always say, oh, you know, it's because I suck. It's because I'm ridiculous. And you know what I always found funny is that, you ever notice when a person gets with somebody, they always say, like, if a guy gets with a girl, they're like, oh, wow, I got lucky, right? But if they get rejected, it's because it's their fault. You understand? It's like when it's something I get rejected, it's my fault. But when I get with somebody, I got lucky. Why is that? You see what I mean? It's the way, that's the way we think. You see what I mean? And that's the, that's right. What I'm saying with the mindset, you know? So that's the, you got to be, you know, cognizant of that.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. Let's moving on. What's next? What's another rule for successful dating?
I would say that another rule is to, and this is important, to be comfortable with the type of person you are. And I think, you know, this is a reason why most people have trouble in relationships generally is because they're not comfortable with who they are, and they're always trying to change who they are to fit in into something. Like, there, so, you know, you have guys who, you know, they'll try to get with a girl, and they'll try to pretend to be, you know, a certain type of guy or act a certain way or dress a certain way to attract a certain type of female. And then you have even women who will, you know, pretend to be, you know, a certain way to attract certain type of guys. So I always say, instead of doing all of that, just be who you are and be yourself and be comfortable with who you are. And then you're going to actually attract people who are into, you know, who you are. You understand? So that's the thing. I always look at it like this, is that, you know, everybody's an individual. And, you know, if you're tapping into who you really are, then you're going to attract a whole bunch of people who are into how you are and the type of person you are. So always look at it like, let's say, I always use the example of like a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's restaurant. It's like, you know, they all sell burgers, but if you want a McDonald's burger, you have to go to McDonald's. So whoever is attracted to the taste of McDonald's burgers have to go to McDonald's. You don't see McDonald's trying to act like Burger King. You don't see Burger King trying to really act like McDonald's. They just do their own thing, and whoever wants that specific burger or whatever is going to go to those specific stores. So it's the same thing with you, is that you just be you and how you are, and then the people who are attracted to you are going to gravitate to you. You understand? So you don't have to pretend to be somebody else to get a certain type of person or these type of people. Just be who you are. You're going to attract a whole bunch of different people, and then that's when your relationships are going to work out the best, because those are the people who are basically, you know, going to accept you for who you are, and they're not going to try to change you because they already like you how you are naturally. You see what I mean? And that's the thing that people got to understand, you know?
So in other words, be real. Don't catfish people out here. You know,
right,
you know,
exactly.
Be yourself. Be real. Okay. We're talking to Mr. Lucario. He's breaking down the dating game. He's giving us some rules for success. If you want to be a part of it, you could call us at 347-996-3160. All right, so let's keep it rolling. We got about 20 minutes on the clock, so I want to make sure to get in as much as we can. What's next?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I would say that another thing for people to realize is that, you know, dating is essentially a numbers game. And what that means is that you have to continuously, you know, talk to, approach, go out on dates with a number of different people. It goes for men and women. And I think once you understand that and you accept that, then your dating life will be a little bit more easier and actually will make more sense to you. Because this is the thing, like, if you meet a lot of people, and so you'll hear people talk about, you know, oh, my dating life sucks, or I can't find anybody. And, you know, I meet these type of people every day, so they tell me these things, and then I'll tell her, you know, I'll ask a woman, I'll be like, how many dates have you went on this month? And she'll be like, oh, only one. You understand? And I'm like, well, that's why your relationships aren't working, because you only went out with one person. You understand? But the thing is that you have to continuously, you know, go out and talk to different people, because that's when you start to meet more people. And the more people you meet, the more likely you're going to find someone that clicks and that connects with you. It's the same thing with, like, if you're doing sales. If I'm trying to sell encyclopedias door to door, I can't just go to one or two doors and say, hey, yeah, I tried this selling encyclopedia stuff, it doesn't work, and I only went to two doors. You understand? So I have to keep going door to door until somebody's ready to sell. So it's the same thing with relationships. You got to keep talking to people, having conversations, going out, asking people out, doing this type of stuff until you actually, you know, connect with a certain person or people that you want to, you know, you want to be with. And the thing is that a lot of people don't understand that it is a numbers game. And I think that once a person understands that it is a numbers game, then they'll feel a little bit better in actually the actual process and actually doing it. Because I think the ignorance of not knowing that, you know, it is a numbers game, that messes people up. So it's the same thing where I always say it like this, like, let's say if you were in college and you tell somebody, hey, you should get your bachelor's degree. And then the person will be like, all right, cool, I get my bachelor's degree because, you know, I want to get the bachelor's degree so I could probably get a better job, whatever. And then they go to college, and then they quit after 3 months. And then they'll be like, dude, I went to college and I still didn't get my bachelor's degree. It's been 3 months. And you're looking at them funny because you're like, dude, don't you know that it's going to take at least 4 years for you to get your bachelor's degree? And they're like, oh, I didn't know that. You understand? So that's the thing with relationships and knowing it's a numbers game. People don't know it's a numbers game. So they'll say, I tried to date and it doesn't work. And I'm like, okay, how many people have you talked to this month? Only two. And then I'm like, dude, you know you should be talking to like at least 10, 15 people a day. You know, so like they didn't know that that's what they're supposed to do. You see what I mean? And that's why they're not getting success, because they didn't know it was a numbers game. So even when guys are out here trying to talk to women, you know, it's like, yo, if you're outside with your boys and y'all are, you know, partying or at the club or just at an event or, you know, you're at a lounge, even if you're at a grocery store, have conversations with women, talk to women, say, hey, you know, you seem cool. Here's my number. Give me a call sometime. We should go out. That's what should be happening continuously. But it's like people, they get lazy and they talk to one or two people. And then it's like, you know, that's why. And then like my dating life sucks and I tried and this and that, but they didn't know that it's supposed to be a numbers game. You see what I mean? And that's why they are not having success. You see what I mean?
Gotcha. You gotta put those numbers in. Okay, what's the next one? Give me a good one. This one has to be a good one.
Okay, yeah, this one's for the guys. I talk about this actually in my ebook, the Magnificent 10 Crucial Dating Tips for Men, where I say, you know, guys shouldn't try to be friends with women. And basically, yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so what that means, you know, is, a lot of times, you know, when guys, you know, and this is the thing, when you're approaching women and you're talking to women and you're out here dating, whatever, you always need to approach women as if you're, you know, sexually or romantically interested in them. Like, that should be a habit. You understand? Because the thing is that a lot of times guys, when they talk to women on some type of neutral type of thing, like they're talking to a friend. And what happens is that when they talk to women as a friend, then the woman sees them as a friend. They don't see them as like a sexual partner or a partner they would want to get with. So they're giving off too many of these friendly vibes, and then that's how guys get in the friend zone. That's how guys don't really get women to like really take them seriously as far as like a partner, because they're not giving off the energy of a guy who's, you know, sexually interested in them, who's romantically interested in them. So I always tell guys, when they first approach women, they can, you know, they're supposed to approach them as if you're actually trying to get with them. The thing is, you could be friends with women, but there's exceptions. Like if there's a woman you're unattracted to, then yeah, you could probably, you know, it's like whatever, we could be friends because I'm not really attracted to you like that anyway. Or if you already had sex with a woman and y'all are just cool, like let's say you had sex and it really didn't work out as far as like y'all continuously seeing each other or whatever like that, y'all could still remain friends because since you had sex with her, you're still being the guy who has sexual energy. So basically what it is that you have to, you know, get in the habit of being a sexual guy when it comes to relationships with women, because what it does is that it makes all your interactions with women a little bit more easier. So let's say when you do see that girl, that really hot girl you want to talk to at a bar or at a club or, you know, at an event, you've already conditioned yourself to respond to women in a sexual manner instead of just being on some friendly stuff. Because if you continue to do the friendly stuff, the opposite is going to happen, that every time you see women that you want to get with, you're going to approach them because in a friendly way, because you've been conditioning yourself to act just like a platonic friend to women. You see what I mean? So this is what I mean when you have to be in a certain type of mind state when you're dealing with girls and talking to women, even if it's sometimes to the point where you might be talking to a woman, you're not even technically trying to get with her, but your vibe is still continuous and congruent with being a man who approaches women in a sexual and romantic manner, because you have to keep that on, you know, 90-95% of the time. Because when you actually see the woman you want it to be automatic. And if it's not automatic in that way, it's going to be automatic in the opposite way, which is the friendly type of dude. And that's how you're going to be missing out on getting women. And they're going to be like, how come all these women aren't calling me back? How come all these women just want to be friends? And it's like, you're creating that. You understand? And so that's why I always tell guys, you know, don't try to be friends with women. Try to have that sexual interest first. And then if you figure out that it doesn't work out between you guys, then yeah, you could be cool, but don't try the opposite way of being trying to just be a friend first and then try to do some romantic stuff and sexual stuff later. And it doesn't really work that way. You see what I mean?
You have this rule about the limit, the time that you speak to a woman. Like you say, when you're talking to a woman, you should not speak to them for more than, 10 minutes or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I say like, when you first approach a woman, depending, like, mm-hmm. if you're just trying to pick up girls, like, let's say you feel, you know, you're out on the street or you're at a bar or something, I always say keep it short between, like, 2 and 3 minutes. And, you know, cut to the chase, get, you know, exchange numbers. I say the only time to cue talking to a woman is if you're in a situation for an extended period of time and there's obviously a connection between you two where you guys are, it's like the conversation is progressing and you can see that you guys are feeling each other. So if you're at a party and you're talking to a girl and y'all are flirting with each other and you're having fun and y'all getting all touchy-feely, then yeah, continuously you can keep talking to her. But if you're in the street and you see a girl walking by and you want to stop her, just only talk to her for a minute or two and get her number, give her your number, and then keep it moving. Because the more that you stay there and you keep talking and talking, sometimes it backfires on you because then you end up saying something else that, you know, because she might have been feeling you, and then you said this one thing, and it's like, oh, okay, this guy is, you know, like she's turned off now, and then now she's gone instead of you just, like, keeping the momentum up and saying, yeah, I'll just give you a call later. We'll get together and then make it happen. You understand? So it's like that type of thing to, like, keep it quick and keep it, you know, keep it light, especially, like, in the street or when you have limited amount of time to talk to women. So keep it between, like, 1 or 2, maybe 3 minutes. The most, you know what I mean?
Now let me ask you something, because there are a number of people that are listening or hear this later on that may be a bit older. They may be in, you know, they already have relationships, marriages, and they've ended, and they're kind of getting back into the dating world. But it's a bit different. They may not be looking for the multiple dating partners or multiple sex partners. They may be looking for maybe that second love, real love affair. Do these rules apply to them?
Yeah,
would you recommend these type of rules?
Definitely. I would say, like, let's say if a person is in their 40s or 50s and stuff, you still have to go out and meet a number of different people. You might not have to do it in the same vein as maybe someone in their 20s or 30s, but even if you're 50, let's say you want someone your age who's also 50, you know, you might want to go online. There's a lot of online sites that have sites for even people who are mature, like 50 and older. You know what I mean? You might want to check that out, or you might go to an event that's like a singles. They usually have like speed dating events for people in their 40s or older. So there's different things, but you still either way have to go out with, and go out and meet different people. Because just because you're 50 and this other person's 50, that don't mean that y'all gonna get along just because they're 50. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna need to find the person who, you know, who's in your age range if that's what you want, and that you can also get along with. You understand what I'm saying? So and it's funny because it's the same thing. Like, I had someone ask me about that with somebody was saying that about, you know, Christian people. Because I remember I was talking to this one girl. She was a Christian, and she was like, you know, she needs to find a Christian man. And I said, yeah. I was like, you can definitely do that, but you got to, you know, put the effort forth to do that, because it's not just about you finding a Christian guy. You have to find a Christian guy that you like and who likes you. You see what I mean? So, and that's where the effort comes in. So that's where, you know, people need to understand that you still, either way, no matter what you're looking for, there's going to be some part that you have to play in order to find that and find what you're looking for, you know?
Okay. All right. I think we got time for one more tip, because I do want to give you an opportunity to give people a chance to kind of to connect with you. So give me one more quick one, one more rule that for successful dating.
Right. I would say for men and women, I would say the most important thing also, and what another big important thing is, you know, don't let fear stop you from, having a successful dating life. And I think a lot of times we we let the fear of failure or the fear of even success sometimes, you know, get in the way of us finding someone that we can connect with and having good relationships. Because, you know, a guy might fear that, oh, well, I've talked to 20 girls and none of them, gave me their number. So he has this fear like, well, no girls like me and everything. And it's like, no, keep talking and work on your skills of conversation and all this other stuff, you know, get help if you need it. But it's like, go to this 21st girl and the 22nd girl, and those might be the girls who's going to say yes. You know, some women have a fear of, you know, getting hurt because they got hurt in their last relationship. I'm like, okay, well, you know, every guy that you meet is a new guy. So this is a new opportunity of you being able to meet someone and connect with them. But you have to be right within yourself, and you can't have that fear in your heart. Because if you do, you're going to bring that baggage to that next relationship. And that could have been someone you connected with, but they really couldn't connect with you because you weren't present in the moment. You were just being fearful and you were being scared. And that fearful, scared side was coming out instead of the authentic, you know, side of you that he could have really connected with. You see what I mean? So I think a lot of times if a person is just, you know, put aside that fear and not really make that fear stop them from doing it, you know, they can really make it happen. And you might still be scared. You might still have that little fear in your heart, but it's like, don't let it stop you from actually going out there and making things happen, and just work on, you know, making the fear subside while you're out there making things happen. So I think, you know, if people, you know, get rid of the fears, they'll be pretty good, you know?
Okay, let me just do a follow-up on that, because I think that's a really good point, because I think fear, I know fear stops a lot of people. I say that in my coaching practice. It stops a lot of people from going out there and starting their businesses. Give me one real tip, one way that people can really stop that fear or move past that fear, because it's really easy to say, hey, you know,
right,
you don't let your fear stop you. You got to go out there. But when you're in that moment and, you know, you see that guy or you see that girl that you really want to talk to, especially like in a public setting, like a lounge, what's one trick that you can get yourself to just get up and go over there and really just have that conversation?
Right. I mean, well, you know what it is? It's really kind of like being bold. It's kind of, I actually have this thing where I have a program about approach anxiety, and I talk about this thing called the Band-Aid method, where, you know, you know when you have a Band-Aid and it's been stuck on you for a little bit, and then when you're trying to pull it off, it hurts, you know what I mean? And so instead of trying to pull it off little by little, you just rip it off really quick. You just get it over with, you know what I mean? So you kind of just rip it off really quick. And then so the same thing if a guy, if he sees a woman, he might be hesitating, he might be thinking about it for a while. And it's just, instead of doing that, just be super bold and just go up and say, hey, how you doing? And then whatever happens, let it happen. Because usually the fear is all created in your mind. So, like, all the stuff that you have a fear about is really not real, because you don't really know what's going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to be the outcome of you going to say hi. So it's about you understanding that, you know, that type of thing, where it's like, well, let me just do it and then see what happens. So you got to just go out there and just make it happen and be bold and forget about the fear for a second. Because you'll still be fearful while you're doing it. You might still be scared. But then once you do it, you'll start to see that the fear subsides after a while once you've done it. It's the same way where people have a fear of going on stage and performing or getting on stage and saying something. And it's like a lot of people say, once they've gotten on the stage, the fear wasn't there anymore. It was just the thought of doing it. So once you do it, you start to, the reality starts to set in, and you say to yourself, well, you know what, this really isn't that bad. Because what happens is, once the reality takes over, you know, that's what you're focusing on. You're focusing on the reality now. And the reality, it basically, in most cases, crushes the fear that you had. Even if you went up to the girl and she rejected you, you would say, you start to feel, and I've heard this with a lot of guys I work with, they're like, hey, you know, I got rejected, but it doesn't feel as bad as I thought. You understand? So it's like a lot of the times that you're thinking about it is so powerful, and all you need to do is actually do it in real time and actually make it happen in real life of what the fear you have. And then once you do that, you'll be in the actual situation, and then you can actually assess it. You can't assess it and you can't get past it unless you do it. So it's really about you being bold enough to actually take the action to do it first, and then you'll see, like, okay, well, this isn't this bad. I'm actually talking to this girl right now. now. I'm actually, you know, the woman might say, I'm actually going out with this guy. I'm actually taking the chance to see this guy, even though I'm scared, you know, this, you know, I haven't been on a date for a while or whatever. And then once you go there, you see that you have probably have a really good time. But none of that would have happened unless you took that bold action to make it happen. You understand? So it's really important that people understand that point. Definitely.
All right, cool. Cool, man. So, yo, listen, you've dropped a lot of knowledge on us today, and you shared some really key insights. Right. If someone wants to connect with you, find out some more information, review your videos, your website, or possibly work with you, where can they do that?
Yeah, definitely. You can go to my site, MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. And if you go there right now, you can get my free ebook, The Magnificent 10 Crucial Dating Tips for Men. So that's for the guys. And for the ladies, I have an audio program called 7 Highly Effective Steps to Finding and Keeping a Man. So you can get both of those for free at MrLocario.com. And I also have a membership program that you should join. It's awesome. And every month I give you a 45 to 90 minute lecture and audio about dating and relationships, step-by-step tutorial stuff you can follow. So you can get that at MrLocario.com. Also, just click on the members tab. And if you want any coaching, you can just hit me up on the site. Also, just click on the coaching tab and, you know, send me some of your information. All the information will be there, or, you know, on what you have to do. And, you know, that'll be it. And also, if you want to get in contact with me straight away, just hit me up at askmrlocario@gmail.com. And, yeah, and that's it. That's pretty much it.
Wow. So, yes, there's a lot of different ways to get in contact. I stumbled upon you through YouTube. Your YouTube videos are great. You give away a lot of good free content, so I would definitely recommend to anybody to, they want to find out more about Mr. Locario and what he does. You just go there and really get a flavor for what he does. Listen, it's been a really, really great time spending time with you. Listen, I know you call yourself the bad boy of the dating game, but really, I think you're a real man. You're the real dude. You keep it real. You spit the real.
I try.
You keep it real. So, listen, I'm definitely going to have you back if you're up for it. I think there's a lot of different things that we can talk about specifically for men. Some things we can definitely talk about specifically for women, but we're going to, you know, we'll do that in a future date. I want to thank you for coming on, and man, listen, great things for you.
Definitely appreciate it. Appreciate you having me.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. See you so
later. So that's our episode for this week. Join us next week, Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and we will definitely have something new for you. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.